don't have a cell phone, in part because I'm just being cussed, and in part because I just don't want one. And not really for Luddite reasons, it's just I don't really want one. Anyway, I still have a landline, and at this stage, the landline is almost useless because at least, and this is no exaggeration, at least 90% of the phone calls I receive are robocalls. And it's extraordinary to me how ubiquitous the advertising is, that the advertising has essentially turned, not essentially, has turned this fairly useful item into something that, so the reason that I had a phone for a long time is because I lived near my mom and we needed to be able to communicate if she fell or something, and I needed to come help her. And now, honestly, most of the phones in the house are turned off because the only thing they're used for is advertising. And I see that sort of advertising creep in everything. It is ubiquitous. Anything advertising can get its hands on is destroyed. And often it's not simply ads, which are bad enough, but fraud. My mom got calls from, not infrequently, she got calls from, "Hi grandma, this is your favorite grandson and I'm in a little bit of trouble and can you send me some money?" And my mom was aware enough to be able to say, "Which grandson is this?" And then the person would say, "I'm so hurt that you don't even remember who I am," and would continue this fraud. And I knew someone whose uncle, they had to turn off his phone completely because he was getting so many of these and falling for them. And there are those who will threaten that if you don't press one, that the FBI will show up at your door to investigate you for fraud. There are those that say that your computer is going to be destroyed unless you do this or that thing. And I don't want to enter into a discussion of the death penalty or life without parole, but taking advantage of destroying the utility. I mean, an old person probably has to have a telephone in order for security reasons, in case something terrible happens to them. And taking advantage of that to try to defraud them should be punished severely.